if you're talking about somebody you grew up with, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She used to be scared all the time. I did.
Okay. Let's say you were talking about somebody who was just the opposite, who you'd say, well, she's scared all the time now, but she...
Wasn't when she was growing up.
Okay. Did you ever use the, would you ever use their didn't used to be, but she didn't used to be?
Didn't used to be. Yeah, I think I've heard, well, I've heard that, and I believe I've used it. She didn't used to be.
Sound right?
It doesn't sound right.
Okay. Okay, somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's very...
Silly or stupid.
Okay. Let me see. And somebody who loses his temper very quickly.
He's bad-tempered.
Okay.
Short patient.
Okay. You might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Mad.
Okay. And somebody, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, just...
Cool it.
Okay. And if you've been working very hard, at the end of the day, you say you're very...
Tired.
Okay. Or if you want to use wear out, at the end of the day, I'm all...
Tuckered out, beat.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Another way of saying tuckered out, if you want to use wear out, at the end of the day, I'm all...
Worn out.
Okay. If a person's been quite well, and then you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you might say, last night she suddenly...
Took sick.
Okay. And if a person sat in a draft all night and then began to cough, you say he...
Caught cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, then he's...
Hoarse.
And... if the medicine's still on his bedside, and you come in, you might ask him, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine.
Okay, and he might answer, well, just yesterday I...
Took it.
Okay, and tomorrow I'll...
Take it.
Okay, and if you can't hear anything, you say you're... Somebody who can't hear anything is...
Oh, they're deaf.
Okay, and if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he what all day?
Perspired.
Okay.
He sweated.
Okay. You generally try to avoid saying sweated.
Yeah. I don't know which is right. What is right with it? Is it sweat, sweated, sweats? I'll say perspired.
Nobody agrees on what's right.
Oh, really? Good. Then I'll use it.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Let me see. If you have some infection in your hand, and the one hand gets bigger than the other, then you say your hand...
Swelled.
Okay. And, let me see. And you might say it's still pretty badly...
Swollen.
Okay. And if it's not infected, it probably won't...
Swell.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you get a bullet... You get a bullet, if you get hit by a bullet, you get a bullet, what?
Wound.
Okay. And then if you have just a little cut on your finger, the red stuff you put on it?
Iodine.
Okay. And other names for that, what about the stuff that's not as strong?
Let's see, mercuricum, iodine, I can't think of any more.
Okay.
I was always very careful.
Okay. There's a kind of thing that they, like a tonic they used to give people for malaria. No.
Okay.
If a man was shot and didn't recover,